Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We have this side bet here on the show that the next time Bobby Cox gets thrown out of a game, because this dude, he gets thrown out 6-7 times a year, mm-hmm. and this is his last year, and he's 98. And
he's old.
The butt hurts when you start sitting, you know, on the bench for 3 hours like that. Yeah, you got hemorrhoid issues and stuff like that at his age. So he don't want to stay there for 9 innings. So he's been getting kicked out of games now for the last couple of years. So we have a side bet on the show that the next time or each time that Bobby gets booted out of a Braves game, mm-hmm. that the following morning, one of us has to go on the streets in one of these morph suits holding a Go Braves sign.
Right.
Now, if you don't know what a morph suit is, it's up on our website right now. But think of Spider-Man without the graphics. It's a skin-tight suit.
Head to toe. Covers your head, covers your face, your feet. It's like footy pajamas.
So Jeff was in Funny Guy mode yesterday after the
Spanx.
Show. Yeah, it is body Spanx, right. I mean, it is everything.
Including your whole head.
So Jeff puts this thing on
yesterday.
But it's
not really Spanx, because Spanx...
We'll help you look better.
Yeah, forces everything to where it should go. This is just like being dipped in paint.
That's true.
No, seriously, it's what it is.
We were in our post-show meeting yesterday, and Jeff was in funny guy mode, and he puts one of the morph suits on. And I take a picture of it, and I tweet it. And I told him before
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it?
I put it on Facebook also. I said before he left the office, I'm like, dude, I could see you, Willie.
But that wasn't it.
What was it?
I put it on over my jeans.
So it was the jeans bump.
Yeah, it was just like the jeans.
Wow.
Crinkled
up. He can see through the jeans and the morph suit, my friend.
That's a deceiving drive-by sometimes.
Is what?
The jeans.
The jeans.
The jeans bump.
Jeans can help you guys more than it should.
Indeed. It's a bait and switch. It's a bait and switch right there.
It looks weird because Melissa zipped it up for me afterwards.
Funny.
It's not zipped up, so it looks like I have some sort of weird webbed head.
Did you see the dude that made you into the tick? If you ever saw that show, that was funny. Yes, that was hilarious.
But I put it on because I wanted to take it home because I thought it would be funny just to be wearing it in the house, like when Jessica came home. So
that would scare me to death.
Yeah. Well, that's a sure way of getting a no answer.
Rejection.
Like I should have just worn it to bed.
Bert, if you wore that around your house today without like telling your kids what you were doing, would they be scared to death of you?
No, I think they'd know it was me. And it would be a huge hit, I think, around the house.
You gotta take it home.
Huge hit. Yeah.
It'll traumatize you.
Do you feel like you're suffocating in there?
It's a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it'll traumatize you too around, or traumatize a dog if a dog's around, which is fine. So anyways, I took it home, and obviously you can see, like, if you look at this picture, you see, like, wrinkles and stuff in the jeans, and somebody pointed out, there's my BlackBerry in my pocket. You can see.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, a lot of details.
That's awesome.
So when I took it home, I just wore, like, I wear boxer briefs as mm-hmm. underwear, so I just had boxer briefs on mm-hmm. and a t-shirt.
Right.
And I put it on, and I think it's funny, and I come around the corner, and Jessica gasps, and then she laughs, because she's heard us, you know, talking about mm-hmm. it, and I think, you know, I think she saw the picture or whatever, and she thought it was funny, and then she kind of stepped back and looked at the whole thing and noted how she could see in great detail,
mm-hmm.
even with the boxer briefs on.
What she was looking at.
My
little Jeffrey.
Hey.
And Jeffrey Junk.
And Jeffrey Junk.
And so like I laughed thinking that it would just be cut like Cam Malto-ish, that's mm-hmm. Bert's word, you know, like mm-hmm. look, and then so I walked into the bathroom and I took the hood off to look at it and like
it was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
It's like
very revealing.
It's tight.
Like what's going on?
You think it'll be as tight on the girl parts?
Well, I sent an email out, and this could be the most bizarre email I've ever had to send.
This made me laugh yesterday.
But yes. I sent an email out.
I was
out,
cracking up when I got this.
And I couldn't, I really couldn't go into much explanation, but I wonder if I pull up the exact email. Basically said, hey, everybody, the subject line was your private parts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the email.
Which is not an odd email to get from
Jeff. Not from us.
Right, yeah. No, sure.
I actually saw the subject line and thought, oh, dear God, please make sure this was intended for me. I thought, like, did he mean to send this to Jessica? Because we both are J-E, and sometimes I get BlackBerry messages that Jeff intends to send to his wife. I'm like, uh-oh, do I open it?
And because we have to be out on the street within one show of Bobby getting bounced from the game, I suggested that we all just throw into our car a pair of shorts. I wrote, you're going to want to have some shorts handy should you be the loser of a morph suit bet. That fabric clings very, very tightly, and unless you want all of Atlanta to know you the way your mom knows you,
yeah,
you're going to want to have some shorts handy to slide on.
Yeah. I'm throwing my cup into my work bag. I'm not kidding. If I'm in that morph suit, it's going to be disproportional. I will tell you that right now.
That's great.
All right, so watch Bobby this week, because I'm telling you, they've lost 7 in a row.
Yeah.
And this is very typical for a manager. When your team is not doing well, what they'll do is they'll get booted out of a game just to sort of rally their troops behind them, the players, to get them fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, they've lost 7 in a row. He don't want to be there because he's old. This is the week he's getting booted out.
Now, do we know if he gets kicked out more so at Turner Field or away? I don't know
the home or away
schedule. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're hitting the worst slide they've had in a few years.
Yeah.
He's older. It's his last season.
It could be anywhere.
It could be any day now, man. It could be any day.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.